Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, no chopper this week. He's off. I did speak to him yesterday afternoon, though, when I was in actual Amsterdam. You right, Becky?
Hello. Chappers isn't here, but his knitwear is. You're wearing quite a fetching cardi today.
It is a bit Chappers, this knitwear.
It is a bit, yeah.
But it's damn warm. And it's damn cold.
Why were you speaking to Chappers from Amsterdam anyway?
Because I had to do a wake-up track thing. Him and Dave were on yesterday, and they get a DJ each week to choose the track, so I did that.
I was going
to
say, I didn't think you two spoke to each other out of work, no. Especially when you're on holiday.
No, it was just on air. And, yeah, Sinterklaas arrived in Amsterdam yesterday, so it was really Christmassy.
Is he like Father Christmas?
Yeah, really good. So I was singing traditional Dutch folk Christmas songs. Well, I was kind of miming because I didn't really know the words.
Is that why you went there, to greet him?
It was a coincidence, to be honest. I didn't actually get to say hello. There was quite a few thousand people there. I loved it. Amsterdam's brilliant. Apart from Saturday night, I went to this restaurant where I had a napkin thrown in my face, which was a nice touch.
Why did they do that?
Well, it's one of those places where you have to sit with other diners in a relaxing way, and I thought it'd be quite cool. There's no tables, you just kind of lie.
Right.
And I had no room at all, so literally I'm just sat like this with my arms crossed thinking, okay, there's people either side of me. This is, how am I going to eat my food? And then the woman kept... The thing is, they'd already taken your money, so they didn't care.
All you can eat?
It was a bit like that. It was like a few courses, and everyone's already paid, so they didn't really care. And they're like, I just threw it, and it landed in my face. And I was like, oh, seriously, love. I was getting a bit annoyed.
Good food?
I only stayed for a little bit because I couldn't eat anything. I was so tightly wedged in, I couldn't do it. It's a bit annoying.
I quite like it.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Now, there's one website I ended up on over the weekend that I never thought I would be on.
Is this to do with your trip to Amsterdam?
No.
I really don't want to know about this. You just told me about a restaurant you went to where you had to lie down. Now you're talking about websites. What is it?
It's, I can't believe it. I was on, at the weekend, the BBC Sport website in the boxing section. And it's kind of your fault, really.
Why?
Well, this is all due to my upcoming fight with Joe Calzaghe.
Oh, yeah.
That, if you remember, you arranged when we spoke to Joe on Thursday.
You know, I'm at the Millennium Stadium while fighting my fight.
What about Scott?
Yeah, well, he can come down if he wants, but I don't know if I get paid lots of money. Can he pay me, are you going to pay me,
Well, our listeners will pay loads of money to see you beat him up.
Okay, then I might be exceptional.
Last fight, no. You versus Scott Mills in a big, big ring, with our listeners paying lots of money to see it.
Now you're getting me excited, yeah, definitely, I'll be up for that.
I love your expert boxing knowledge in a big, big ring.
I realised that I didn't know where it was held.
Big ring. Now, I'm not sure if the boxing community are thinking this is going to happen or not.
It's been confirmed, hasn't it?
Well, a lot of listeners obviously do want it to happen.
Was it the poll on the BBC Sports website? Should Joe fight Scott? Yes or no?
It wasn't, no.
Oh.
Don't put ideas in their head. If you missed this last Thursday, here's me and Joe Calzaghe sparring with words on... Oh, what's occurring? You Wally, Joe.
Muppet.
Egypt.
Kermit the Frog.
You Big Tart.
Dipstick.
Punk.
Goat.
Buffoon.
Spider Monkey.
Spamhead.
Div.
You Big Dingus.
Tambourine Head.
You Flower.
Moonface.
Numpty.
Crusty Toenail.
Nincompoop.
Sheephead.
Sheephead?
You heard me.
I thought Moonface was low. Anyway, despite what you all want, it is not going to happen. I am certainly never fighting Joe Calzaghe. It ain't going to happen. No way, never. But I am very pleased to be on the boxing section of the BBC Sport website. Loving it. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Oh, here we go now. If Moyles can climb a mountain, the least you can do is box Calzaghe. It ain't going to happen. And someone says, the John in Wales, I've got a 12-year-old boy who will box with you, Scott. Now, this is ringing a bell with me. I think we've done something like this before. Me fighting listeners' kids. Have we done that before? It just rings some kind of bell to me. I don't know why we would have done that before, but I seem to remember that this came up in conversation maybe a year or so ago. If anyone can remember that, let me know. But I don't want to fight anybody, all right? I'm a lover, not a fighter. It's not going to happen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Paul, who is back in Leeds now, but it was in Amsterdam over the weekend. He says, I thought I saw you on the street in the Dam. Yeah, it was me. I'm sorry if I didn't stop and say hi, but it's really scary, Amsterdam, because if you're not going to get run over by a bike or bumped into by somebody on foot, you're going to get run over by one of the really, really camp trams. So that's why I was just trying to look where I was going. Camp trams.
Oh, I thought you
said tramps. Camp tramps.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. 20p, please. No. The trams, like, if you need to get out of the way, which you do, they just go, ooh, ooh. Really camp-like. Right, it's 25 on Radio 1. What's your mum like?
Really nice. Why? She's probably listening.
Just thought I'd ask. Does she listen a lot?
Yeah, she does.
Mine doesn't anymore.
Why?
No, she's got the novelty's worn off. She doesn't listen. Well, she does sometimes. She doesn't like the music.
My mum's always ringing me up, asking me about the show.
Is your mum still quite hands-on in your life?
Yeah.
Does she try and organise it, run
no,
it a bit?
No, no, not at all.
What does she leave if she leaves answer phone messages? What does she say?
Hiya, this is your mother. Ring me back. Normally.
Nothing more
than
interesting than that.
No.
Mine are the same, really. Hi, Scott, it's Mum here. Just phoning to see...
I like the way they always say, it's Mum.
It's
like,
Mum.
Like, you've known them for however many years. Yeah. You've recognised their voice since you were like, why do they need to tell
That's
you
That's what
that?
She always says. Hi, Scott, it's Mum here.
Yeah, so does mine.
Phoning to see if you're all right. Okay, speak soon. Bye. Same message every time. Now, there's this woman in America called Amy, right? Her mum is still... She's quite hands-on, okay? Even though Amy is well grown up now and has moved out... She does leave a lot of answer phone messages for Amy. And what Amy has done is she's got all of the messages that her mum has left her over the last couple of years on her voicemail. And she's put them all together and released them on CD.
Oh, amazing.
Because her mum leaves class messages. Mine would all be the same as yours would be. Mm. Hi, it's Mum. Speak soon. Not with Amy's mum, though. Now, I think this goes to show that Amy's mum still... She really cares... Listen to this. This is one of the messages from Amy's mum, which is on this CD she's released.
Hi, Amela. It's me, honey. If you haven't already left to go to the Motor Vehicle Bureau, keep in mind that the wait is very long. So before you get in line, you may want to empty your bladder. All right, honey? That's all for now. Bye-bye.
See, that's nice, isn't it? She's just reminding her to go to the loo.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's nice.
Everyone knows when to go to the loo.
Empty your bladder. Now, also, let's say you're going out for dinner, right? You would want a message on your aunt's phone like this from your mum.
Hello, Amela. I just want to make sure you don't have sushi. Because you know that raw fish, it'd be the same as saying, why bother broiling steak when I can nibble directly on a cow? All right, honey? I love you. Bye-bye.
I love Amy's mum.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Loads of people have been on saying what kind of messages their mum leaves on their aunt's phone. They're all pretty much the same. It's kind of a universal mum message. George Reed has been on my email saying, is it sad, Scott, that I still call my mum mummy, even though I am now 29?
Yeah. Has he got a girlfriend?
Let me reply. Do you have a girlfriend? Does that sway it then?
Well, yeah, I just think, I don't know, probably not if he still calls his mum mummy.
Send, okay. Right, got some more from Amy's mum here. Remember, she's doing it because she cares. Some people are saying, is that Janice from Friends? Or Lois, a Family Guy. Yeah, quite similar. Now, these are some of the messages that Amy's mum in New York has left for Amy over the years, which Amy has now compiled into one handy CD. This is a good one.
Hi, Amela. You know the guy who made you lay out the money for dinner and never paid you back? Well, I was just watching TV, and it occurred to me, if he still hadn't paid you back, and you have a way to get in touch with him, maybe you can see if they'll hear your case on the People's Court. Let me know what you think, okay?
I'm quite interested in the bloke who made her pay and hasn't done the back. That's quite good.
I want to see that on the telly.
is the People's Court, is that thing where they have like a, it's a small claims court program, isn't it, in America? I think I've seen that when I've been on holiday.
Judge Judy.
A bit the same, yeah, and it's that they argue over like $50 sometimes, but it's quite good.
Did they used to have that here? Maybe it was filmed in Scotland. I think it was on about a year ago.
What, yeah, a UK version?
Yeah, I think they did have a UK version. Didn't have a very long run. Didn't get a second series.
No. Now, this is a good one from Amy's mum.
Hi, Amela, it's me. You know the red terry robe you wore when I came to visit? It's like a ruby red with a belt. Do you still wear that, or did you throw it out? I just want to tell you that if you take out the garbage or run to the mailbox, you may want to put on something else.
Okay, right, so this is a red terry kind of robe that she bought for her. Mm-hmm. And she wants to know whether Amy's chucked it out or whether she still uses it to take out the garbage. Why do you think she doesn't want her to go out in it?
I don't know. It might. Mine belt's a bit loose on my dressing gown and sometimes it just flashes open. That's probably it.
I wish that was the reason. Here's why.
Because my friend Eileen's grandson said that red is a gang colour. Okay, sweetie pie? Talk to you later.
Oh... A gang member in a dressing gown.
Carrying the rubbish.
Taking out the garbage. Love her. Now, this is a good one. Another message.
Yeah, Amela. I'm just thinking, if God forbid you needed to get out of your apartment real fast and the elevators weren't running, maybe you ought to get yourself a parachute.
No, I'm just thinking, no wonder Amy never answers her phone.
She's just showing she cares. This is the absolute best bit.
I saw a parachute for $12.99, but I don't think it was a good one because it came with a set of matching pajamas.
Oh, we need to hear more of Amy's mum. I absolutely love her.
Podcast.
Oh! What's occurring?
And now our daily guessing game quiz. Play along at home on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
A brand new week. No chopper this week. So here's Anna Lee off the actual news.
Hello. I'm not feeling competitive, overly competitive at all, honestly.
You're quite looking forward to this, aren't you?
I'm desperate to win this. Go on, look at Becky's face. Come on, bring it on.
Chappers has normally given up by this point in the afternoon. So.
Quite nice to have a bit of healthy competition. Yeah. I like it.
I'm feeling enthusiastic.
Okay, here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
Anna Lee versus Becky on Oh, What's Occurring? Right, now, Anna, this isn't the question, right?
Mm.
But how would you rate yourself at kissing out of 10? No need to be modest, it's your last week.
That's true. 10.5.
Really?
Yeah. You said no need to be modest.
All right. Is that true? 10.5? Are you good?
Probably about an 8 or something.
Eight, right. Like oh, so quite good.
No, not bad. Yeah. Not bad. I try.
No complaints. Now, we asked 12 people on the streets of Great Britain how they would rate themselves at kissing. What number came out the most? That's my question to you. What was the most common number they rated themselves as? We asked 12 people. Anna?
I reckon it's going to be quite high.
Why?
Because I don't think people, even if people knew they were a bit rubbish, I don't think they'd admit to it.
Okay.
So I'm going to say 8, actually. I reckon 8.
Becky?
6.
You think 6?
Yeah, I think some people just say, I'm all right, 6.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked 12 people on the streets, how would you rate yourself at kissing out of 10? Here's what they said.
Out of 10, how would you rate yourself for kissing?
9, 10.
Yeah, passionate.
Not wet. How would you rate yourself out of 10 for kissing?
Quite good.
What number do you think you'd give yourself?
Probably 8. Maybe even more.
I'll give myself an 8.
Maybe like a 7 or an 8. Like a little bit of tongue.
I would rate myself as a 9.
Yeah, my girlfriend thinks I'm a pretty good kisser, so.
Complete 10.
absolute 10.
How would you rate yourself out of 10 for kissing?
12. Because I know what I'm doing with my tongue, I know what I'm doing with my lips, I know how to hold the girl properly so that she enjoys it, I know exactly what I'm doing.
I'll rate myself 10.
A horse for one, Vin.
I'll be 9, he's 8.
Why, how do you know? Damn, man.
10 out of 10.
Well, I know I'm good at kissing because a lot of boys say to me I'm good, so yeah, I'll say yeah.
They're not shy on the detail, are they? No.
I know I'm good at kissing because a lot of boys say to me I'm good.
Okay, good. That's good for you, love.
I'll be 9, he's 8.
What, how do you know? Damn, man.
Damn. He's an 8, my friend here.
How would you rate yourself out of 10 for kissing?
Quite good.
Okay, that's not out of 10. You were right, though, to go high, Anna.
Yeah.
10 was the most common number. You said 8, Becky said 6, so you get the point.
Three!
Yeah. Right, next one.
Oh, what's a kitty?
You know Katy Perry? She came in last week. Love her. She's our favourite girl. It's on the podcast if you missed it, the Scott Mills Daily at bbc.co.uk/radio1 for free. Now, you know what Katy Perry's like. She is, let's say, expressive with her voice. She makes weird noises. Did anybody else notice that when she came in?
Yeah, she is. She squealed a lot, didn't she?
Yeah.
And, like, got quite excited.
Now, she was here on air with us for about 20 minutes last week. But here's my question to you. How much of that 20 minutes was Katy Perry just making weird noises? Becky, out of 20 minutes.
5.
I just remember having to take my headphones off a bit because sometimes it was quite high pitched.
5 minutes?
Yeah. Well, not all in one go, but like split up over the 20 minutes.
All right. Anna.
Because I'm not being competitive or anything, obviously, I'm going to say 4 minutes and 55 seconds.
Oh, no. You listen to this every day upstairs, don't you? Like, right, yeah, that's what I'm going to do when I get on. Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Katy Perry, here she is, making weird noises. Hi, Katy.
What's the antique roadshow?
Okay.
Where, oh, Sorry, ma'am.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Fail.
The party with...
Oh,
wasn't quite 5 minutes. It was 28 seconds, but you said 4 minutes and 55. Once again... Oh, she's good. She's good. Anyone want to hear the Katy Perry noises mixed up in a different order a little bit?
Yeah.
I do.
Je t'aime.
Oh,
oui, je t'aime.
Oh! Okay!
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What's the antique roadshow?
Little treat for you there.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Right, next one. Go on, Anna. 2-0.
Yeah.
You know Simon Cowell?
Mm.
He's a good bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, he seems like a nice sort of guy.
Did you know that I do quite a good impression of Simon Cowell?
Really?
Yeah, it's good. You've heard it before, haven't you, Becky?
Yep, I've had the pleasure of that one.
So, the listeners, it's really good. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Oh, actually, let's play Simon himself first so we can compare and contrast. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Because then otherwise you won't be able to tell how good it is or not.
Yeah, no, that's true, actually. Let's
have
the full...
Was it as good as last week? No. Are you still one of the best singers? Absolutely, yes. Is it my favourite version of that song? No. Is it better than last week? Arguably a little bit.
Yeah. See, that's actually him. Don't get confused. I called 3 people who know Simon Cowell quite well. How many of them thought it was really Simon calling him?
Ooh.
Okay. How many out of 3 people that really know Simon quite well? How many thought, yep, that's Simon on the phone with my impression? Anna.
One.
You're saying one?
Yeah.
Becky?
None.
None?
I didn't even think about that.
All right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
First up, then, it's Louis Walsh.
Hello?
Louis?
Yeah?
Simon?
Hello?
Hi. Do I have much time to talk? No, and I'll tell you why. We need to bring Daniel back, darling. Okay, bye. Now, he obviously, clearly did believe that was Simon there. Listen.
Hello?
Louis?
Yeah?
Simon?
Hello?
You see?
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He went,
no,
hello.
He didn't.
Like it was Simon Cowell. Does anyone know what he said before he hung up?
We need to bring Daniel back, darling.
So that's a yes. Louis believed it.
It's not, is it?
Yes. Clearly, from the tone of his voice, you could tell. Next, it's Grimmy off of Switch. Nick Grimshaw. They were down at X Factor this weekend. Now, would he think Simon was calling him? Let's find out.
Hello?
Nick.
Yes.
Simon Cowell.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, I'm going to be completely honest with you, okay? Do I like your clothes? No. Do I like your hair? No. Do you need a wash? Yes. But do I want you on the Extra Factor? Yes. No, I don't think that he was having that. So that's just one so far. Louis, believe in it?
That's really mean to Grimmy.
It's just fun. Fun with an F. Right, finally, I called Voiceover Man. You know, the man that goes, it's time to face the music!
Like that.
It's another one to add to your repertoire.
Would Voiceover Man think that I was the real Simon Cowell?
Hello?
Peter?
Yeah?
Simon Cowell.
Hello, Simon.
Hi. I'm going to be completely honest with you, okay? This...
Yes.
This time to face the music thing, is it the best way to start the show? No. Do I like it? No. Have I thought of something better? Yes. Shall I tell you what it is? Yes. Hello, darling.
Hello.
Okay, it's bring on the wall. It's a better catchphrase. Am I a genius? Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, from this Saturday, it's bring on the wall, darling, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, goodbye. So, clearly, he believed it. So, what?
He was laughing at you.
Yeah, but listen to the beginning bit, please.
Hello?
Peter?
Yeah?
Simon Cowell.
Hello, Simon.
There we are. Convinced. So, Anna, you said...
I said one.
One. Becky said none. There were actually two people that believed it was Simon Cowell. So Anna Lee wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Well done, Anna.
Thanks. What's Occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can you smell ham?
Can I smell ham?
Yeah.
Can I smell ham? No. Has Scott Mills been eating ham? Yes. Did Scott Mills maybe just have a little burp then by mistake? Yes. Oh. Does it now smell of ham at Radio 1 in the studio? Yes. Sorry. That's so really horrible. Sorry. That's gross.
It's just weird that you eat it without any bread or anything. You just eat ham.
There's my lunch, ham. It's 6:20, just a pack of ham. What's wrong with that?
Ham one day, spam the next.
You've seen me eat a pack of ham before?
I don't think I've ever seen you eat ham. I've seen you eat chicken.
Yeah, just out
salmon
of a pack.
You do, yeah, you've changed.
Yeah, fine. Now, we were talking earlier about this girl called Amy. You liked this a lot. Now, Amy's mum leaves a lot of answer phone messages for her, like this.
Hello, Amala. I just want to make sure you don't have sushi, because you know that raw fish, it'd be the same as saying, why bother broiling steak when I can nibble directly on a cow? All right, honey? I love you. Bye-bye.
We were discussing this before five. We were just saying, like here, and it's probably the same for you, our mums leave kind of generic messages. It's normally, hi, it's Mum. Anyway, just calling in to see if you're all right. And then if it's a really long message, they do feel the need to go, love, Mum, at the end. But not Amy's mum. Now, Amy has put all these messages on a CD, actually two CDs, which you can buy now. Now, here's a question. What area of your life would you not want your mum leaving you answer phone messages about?
Boys.
Yep. Check this one out.
Hi, Amela. I had something on my mind that I wanted to tell you, but I don't want you to get mad at me.
Oh, God. She doesn't want to get mad at her. Here we go.
I just want to make sure if you get involved with someone that you don't use lambskin condoms.
You don't want your mum saying that.
Oh, no.
You don't want her advising you against lambskin condoms on your aunt's phone.
No.
Because using lambskin is the same as if the guy had a totally naked schmeckle.
Right.
Yeah.
They used to make graduation certificates out of sheepskin. So before you do anything foolish, you may want to ask yourself, how safe would I feel with his schmeckle wrapped in a diploma? Okay, that's my 2 cents for now. I'll talk to you later.
Now, this is a fascinating issue, which I never really thought I'd be talking about on Radio 1. Mm. But I never knew you could get lambskin ones.
Neither did I.
You can, though. Good for stopping the pregnancy, not so good for your STDs, apparently.
What about vegetarians?
Hmm? What? Eh?
Mm, I don't know, I get you.
If you want to know more about the pros and cons of lambskin condoms, why not call Alid on the surgery, Radio 1 surgery, on Sunday night? He'd love to hear from you. He knows all about it. Like I said, not so good for your STDs. Quite good for anti-pregnancy, apparently, the lambskin ones. No, this isn't seriously,
Scott.
This is an education. Look, there's loads of stuff on the surgery website like this.
Really?
Like sexual related and relationship stuff. I'm not sure there's a lambskin section. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go to the surgery pages.
Radio 1 podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.